愿大家平安。
May peace be with you.
今天早上，跟大家一起来学习回家。
So this morning, I'd like to study the topic coming home.
如果我们从圣经看起来，我们每一个人有三个家。
So according to the Bible, we each have three homes.
那为什么信仰生活非常的宝贵？
Why is our life of faith so important?
因为这个三个家会带给我们人生有极大的喜乐，极大的满足。
It is because these three homes will give us such great satisfaction and joy.
第一个家就是
我们
每一天工作完想要回去的地方。
First home is the place that we want to return from to after a day of work.
或者在求学的这些年轻人放假的时候要回去的地方。
Or for youth who are studying abroad, it is the place that they want to go back to.
如果我们看到一个人工作很辛苦，没家可回，实在是很遗憾。
It is such a shame to see someone work very hard and yet have no home to return to.
那有的人是有家归不得，虽然有家没有办法回去。
And then there are people who have homes, but they can't go there.
因为大概父母有问题就没有办法回去。
Because there may be problems with the parents, so they can't go to that home.
那第三个就是不想回家。
And then there are those who do not want to go home.
这个都是人生的遗憾。
And these are all, great shames in this world.
无家可归，有家回不得，或者不想回家。
To have no home to go to have a home that you can't return to, and then to not want to go back home.
我们信主的家是非常的温暖，又是喜乐的。
As believers, our home is filled with joy and warmth.
这个最重要原因是因为我们的家有别人所没有的，就是有神的同在。
It is because our home has something that no one else has. It has God's abidance.
这个也是我们努力的目标。
And this is a goal that we strive for.
我家有没有神同在？
Is God in our house?
有神同在，就有平安，就有喜乐。
If God is in our house, then we will have peace and joy.
有神同在，就有神的恩典。
If we have God's abidance, then we will have His grace. And His...
所以我们全家人都很想回家。
And everyone will want to come home.
因为谁不愿意有充满平安、喜乐、温暖的地方呢？
Who wouldn't want to be at a place that is full of warmth and joy?
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传的十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十六章的三十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 34.
使徒行传十六章三十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 34. Now when he has brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household.
我们再看三十一节。
Let's also look at verse 31. So they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household.
这个三十一节跟三十四节都有提到家这一个字。
So in verse 31 and 34, there's a reference to our house.
这里说你要信主耶稣，你跟你的全家都必得救。第一个就是全家得救。
So first, you and your household will be saved.
这个非常重要的一步。
It's a very important step.
有的家庭虽然外表看起来很幸福。
So some families may look like they are blessed on the outside.
很丰盛的物质。
They seem to be full of bounty.
小孩子大概在世界上也有成就。
The children are quite successful.
但是我们看起来确实觉得很可怜。
And yet, we feel bad for them.
为什么？因为没有得救。
Why? Because they do not have salvation.
得救就是从黑暗归向光明。
Salvation is a return from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
From Satan's grasp into the house of God.
罪得赦免。
It is when our sins are forgiven.
有天国的盼望。
And when we have hope in heaven.
所以 我们把两个家庭放在一起来看，比较来看。
When we compared the two households,
一个家庭是在黑暗里面。
One household lives in the darkness.
它是在魔鬼的权下。
It's under the grasp of Satan.
活在罪的控制之下。
It is controlled by sin.
人生没有真正的盼望。
There's no real hope in life.
另外一个家庭。
The other house.
它是活在光明里面。
Lives in light.
他活在神的国里面。
He lives in God's kingdom.
他活在神的公义里面。
He lives in God's justice.
公义就是赦罪，从赦罪来的。
This justice comes from the remission of sins.
再来，他是活在盼望里面。
He lives in hope.
这个是非常非常的不同。
This is very different.
所以禁足全家都得救，这是我们要建立一个幸福家庭的开始。
So to establish a blessed household, we must be saved in the Lord.
全家要得救。
The entire household needs to be saved.
那我现在回来看三十四节。
Let's also look at verse 34 again.
这个三十四节啊，禁足领保罗希拉到自己家里给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
And here it says that when Paul and Silas entered their house, they set food before them, and they were all very joyful because they were saved.
34节我们只注意有三件事情。
So in verse 34, we notice three things.
第一件事情。
First.
全家。
The entire household.
这个是指的人。
In other words, all the people.
第二件事情。
Second.
神。他们都信神。
They all believed in God.
第三件事情，喜乐。
Third, they rejoiced.
所以这个家庭很喜乐，这个谁不要？大家也希望家庭很喜乐。
So they all rejoiced, and who wouldn't want a joyful household?
但是如果把神拿掉，就没有喜乐。
But if we take out God, there is no joy.
把神放回去，就很喜乐。
We could put God back in, and there is joy.
你想想看哦，这里说谁在吃饭
？Here.Who's eating here?
第一个是禁足跟全家。
So there is first the master and the entire house.
那第二个是保罗跟希拉一起吃饭。
Then Paul and Silas also joined in.
我们想想看呢，礼拜四感恩节。
So let's think back to Thursday on Thanksgiving.
机场上人潮汹涌，都是要回家。
The airport was full of people trying to return home.
所以能够全家在一起吃饭这个也是一种恩典。
So to be able to eat together as a household is a blessing.
但是全家在一起真的很喜乐吗
？But is everyone joyful when they are together?
不一定啊。
Not necessarily.
因为这里讲摆上饭，虽然这个摆的饭非常的丰富。
So even though there is bountiful food before them,
那有时候在吃饭的时候一谈起来话不投机，就冲突了。
Sometimes the conversation gets a little rough and people start arguing.
本来很喜乐就不喜乐。
There may have been joy in the beginning, but the joy is lost.
那第二个，我们如果一起吃饭，一直看我们父母的缺点或小孩子什么事情没有完成，也不会很喜乐。
Or if all we notice are the shortcomings of our parents and our children, then there is no joy while eating together.
那吃完饭要做什么？
What do you do after the meal?
有的就是喝酒，有的就是打牌。
Some people drink, some others play cards.
或者唱卡拉 OK.
Or they sing karaoke.
年轻人可能是跳舞、上网。
The young people might go dancing and go on the internet.
这个真的很快乐吗
？Is that really joyful?
有时候是因为时间很多。无聊不得已要做这一些事情。
Typically, it's because there's too much time, and so they have to use up some of that.
那如果我们的家把神放进去
，But if we put God into our household,
你就觉得很喜乐。
Then we will be joyful.
因为父母跟孩子，或者说全家，我们在一起交通，因为我们的想法都一样，跟圣经一样。
If everybody's thinking is aligned with the Bible,
所以越谈这个好像是一个团契啊。
Then when we talk, it is a fellowship.
我们上个礼拜有这个 NATS.
So last week there was the NATS.
大概60个参加。
There were about 60 attendants.
那每天都有很多的时间分组团契。
And every day there was time to break up in small groups to fellowship together.
非常宝贵。
It's very precious.
为什么？
Why?
每一个人信仰都有他的感受。
Because everyone has their own experience and faith.
然后对神的话有他的领悟。
And everyone has received different things from their
word of God. 神的恩典。
Some have received God's grace.
所以大家这样一直分享哦，让我们的心渐渐带到以神为中心，这个真的是很大的满足啊。
And as we share, we gradually bring everyone together closer to God. This is great joy.
虽然疫情啊，但是还是有60个人参加。
And 60 people attended in spite of the pandemic.
那我们把这个缩小缩到我们自己的家庭。
Now if we look into our own household,
可能是三个、五个、七个。
Perhaps we may have three people, five people, or seven.
那全家在一起。
And when we gather together,
我们就来算算啊，今年神给我们什么恩典。
And we count our blessings.
我们越算啊，越感谢。
The more we count, the more grateful we are.
神真的是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
然后我们再来想想我们对圣经的道理的感受。
And if when we think of and reflect upon the Bible,
我们环境改变哦，对神的话那个感受会不一样。
Whenever our environment changes, our understanding of His Word also changes.
那再来就是出于爱的一种关怀。
And then, when we think out of love,
那你会发现哦，全家聚集在一起，因为有神同在，真的是很喜乐。
When we care for each other out of love and God is in the center, then it is very loving.
那如果有机会啊，全家一起祷告。
Now, if the opportunity arises, the whole family can pray together.
有一个弟兄说啊，他们每天呢，全家都一起祷告。
There's a brother who shared that the family prayed together every day.
那祷告完一定要念祈祷文。
And they always conclude with the Lord's Prayer.
那慢慢念，我们在天上的父。
And they recite slowly, Our Father in Heaven.
在念的当中，我们又用耳朵听回去来想那每一句的意思。
And as they recite the prayer, they think about what the words mean.
就发现说，每天全家祷告念祷告文真的是非常好。
And they realize that it is good for the family to pray together and recite the Lord's Prayer together.
所以我们的家啊，如果有神同在
，So if God is with our household.
所以有神同在就是以神的话为中心。
If God's word is the center of our house.
有神的爱充满。
If God's love fills our home.
有圣灵来满足我们的心。
If the Holy Spirit satisfies our hearts.
这个家庭生活是一种享受。
Then family life is a source of joy.
这是很重要的一点。
This is very important.
好，我们现在来看路加福音第一章。
Continue reading Luke chapter 1.
路加福音的第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
第一章的46节、47节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. Verse 46. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
真的玛利亚说，我的灵以救主为乐。
Mary says, My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior.
我们在家里面扮演什么角色？
What role do we play in our own home?
如果我们看伊甸园里面，伊甸园的中心是什么？
In the Garden of Eden, what was the center?
伊甸园的中心，不是父母，也不是孩子。
It wasn't the parent or the children.
伊甸园的中心是亚当跟夏娃，是夫妻。
Adam and Eve, the couple, were the centers in the Garden of Eden.
所以我们今天家庭的生活以父母为中心或者以子女为中心都跟圣经不一样。
So today, if we put the parents in the center or the children in the center, then this is different from the Bible.
圣经里面家庭的中心是夫妻。
In the Bible, the couple is the center.
夫妻如果活得很喜乐、很平安，
The spouses live joyfully and peacefully.
他就可以带给父母很大的安慰。
They bring joy and comfort to the parents.
如果夫妻过得很喜乐、很平安，他就会带给小孩子有很好的成长环境。
If spouses live in peace and joy, then they bring a great learning environment for the children.
哦，所以夫妻本身哦，生活要很喜乐、很平安，这是关键。
So it is a pivotal for the parents, for the spouses to live joyfully and peacefully.
哇，那这个夫妻要过得很平安喜乐，在最重要是在哪里
？So how do what's most important?
四十七节啊
，in verse 47.
我的灵以我的救主为乐。
My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior.
玛利亚，她的灵以救主为乐。
So Mary's spirit rejoices in God, her Savior.
哦，这个就是我们要追求的。
This is what we need to pursue.
啊，神就是我的满足。
That the Lord is our satisfaction.
神就是我的喜乐。
That the Lord is our joy.
哦，所以家庭里面哦，如果有一个人哦，活得非常喜乐跟平安，他是这个家庭的宝贝。
So if someone lives peacefully and joyfully, then he is precious to the family.
啊，因为他会带给家庭啊很多的喜乐。你看他什么事情他都很喜乐。
She will bring great joy to the family.
哦，那不管怎么环境改变，他都很平安。
So regardless of what happens, she will always be in peace.
她会带给一个家庭啊平安跟喜乐。
She will bring peace and joy to the family.
那玛利亚呢？她说我的心尊主为大。
So Mary says that my soul magnifies the Lord.
那个最高的就是神。
So the Lord is the highest.
所以家庭里面一定要有一个人尊主为大，以神为乐。
So there needs to be someone who magnifies the Lord in each household.
啊，他就会带领这个家庭啊，真的进到平安跟喜乐里面。
And then she will bring the family to peace and joy.
哦，这是第一个能够让我们很想回家的一个家。
So this is one of the first conditions to creating a family that everyone wants to return to.
有神的同在，有神的恩典。
It needs God's abundance and God's great blessings.
啊，充满着平安。
To be filled with peace and joy.
哦，这是可能的。
This is possible.
啊，因为在神还有什么不可能
？Because everything is possible with the Lord.
哦，所以我们在建设家庭啊，不要一直从外面去想啊，要什么物质上什么条件。
So when we establish a house, a home, let us not just consider what the stuff that we need.
啊，神带领我们到什么地步，我们就过什么地步的生活。
So we live our lives according to what God has provided.
但是每一个阶段，我们的家都可以很喜乐、很平安。
And in every stage, we can be filled with joy and peace.
因为每一个阶段，神都可以跟我们家同在。
Because God can be with us in every stage.
好，那第二个家
，Now the second home
啊，就是教会
，is the church.
啊，我们现在来看。以弗所书
Let's turn to Ephesians.
啊，以弗所书的第二章
Chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章
Ephesians chapter 2.
十九节
Verse 19.
啊，第二章十九节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
这个地方讲我们信耶稣的改变。
Here it talks about the transformation that arises from believing in God.
我们不再做外人或客旅。
We're no longer strangers and foreigners.
我们是跟圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
But we become fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
所以我们有第二个更大一点的家。
So we,
这个就是神的家。
We have an even larger home. This is the house of God.
啊，所以为什么我们称作弟兄姐妹
？Why do we call each other brothers and sisters?
我们也不是属于同一个家庭啊。
Are we of the same family?
啊，为什么叫做弟兄姐妹
？So why are we brothers and sisters?
啊，因为我们有相同的一个父亲。
It is because we have the same father.
啊，这个父亲就是天上的神。
And Jesus Christ, our God is our Father.
啊，所以。这个弟兄姐妹的关系哦，有时候会比自己的亲兄弟更亲。
And sometimes our relationship with our fellow brothers and sisters may actually be closer than our blood relatives.
这个亲兄弟姐妹虽然出于同一个家庭
，So even though our blood brothers and sisters are from the same family,
但是长大之后呢，每个人都有不同的想法。
We think differently as we grow.
你看每个人都有不同的理想。
We all have our own ideals.
啊，那如果这个家庭很复杂，兄弟姐妹里面很多利害关系的冲突。
And if families can become very complicated.
哦，但是在教会这个大家庭。
But in this large family that is in church,
这是以神为中心。
We have God as our center.
我们称作弟兄姊妹，是因为主耶稣把我们连在一起。
We call each other brothers and sisters because God has united us.
他的爱有多强，我们的关系就有多强。
So, our relationship is as strong as his relationship with us.
所以这个关系非常强。
This is a very strong relationship.
这个基础非常稳固。
This foundation is firm.
我们是建筑在神的话语上。
We are built on the word of God.
所以我们这个整个家庭叫做基督的身体。
So this family is the body of Christ.
所以我们一生里面有神的家能够回来，这是很大的恩典。
It is a great blessing, a grace for us to be able to return to this house of God.
比方说礼拜六，一般跑去哪里？
Now, where do people usually go on Saturdays?
第一个就是睡懒觉。
Or what do they do? They might just sleep.
那第二个起来大概就去逛街。
Or they go shopping.
或者到还没有疫情以前就去吃餐馆。
Pre-pandemic, they might go to a restaurant.
到公园走一走，这个现在 大部分就是这样。
Or they go to a park to walk around. I mean, that's usually what people do.
但是我们现在因为信耶稣，我们教会能够回到教会来敬拜神。
But because we believe, we can come to the church to worship.
如果我们在礼拜六真的有神与我们同在，这是非常满足的体验。
It is a very satisfying experience to be with God on the Sabbath.
所以我们要努力建设我们的教会成为神的家。
We need to strive to make this church the house of God.
那如果神跟我们同在，
if God is with us,
你会发现这个教会我们来的不想走，走了很想回来。
We'll find that once we come, we don't want to leave, and once we leave, we can't wait to come back.
因为神跟我们同在。
Because God is with us.
那要建设到这个程度我们每个人要努力。
And it takes effort to get to this stage.
家需要有爱。
Because we need love in a house.
教会是神的家，需要有神的爱。
The church is the house of God, so we need the love of God.
那我们第一个就要想我有没有神的爱。
So we need to first think, do we have the love of God?
我们不要想别人，我们想我有没有神的爱。
Don't think about others, think about ourselves. Do we have God's love?
那我怎么知道？
How do we know?
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8. Philippians chapter 1, verse 8. For my God is my witness, how greatly I long for you, all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这个地方讲有我体会耶稣的心肠，切切想念你们众人。这是神给我可以给我做见证的。保罗他说他很想念腓立比教会的信徒。
So Paul says that he longs and misses the members in the church of Philippi.
他也不是亲戚，也不是朋友，他怎么会去想念腓立比
教会？ Why would he miss these people who aren't family or friends?
前面一句话说，我体会耶稣基督的心肠。
But here he says, I long with you with the affection of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣的心肠就是耶稣的爱。
The affection of Jesus Christ is God's love.
如果我们被神的爱所充满，
if we are filled with God's love,
我们看到神所爱的就非常满足。
We will be satisfied when we see those who are loved by God.
所以我还记得有一个姐妹告诉我过，
I remember a sister once told me,
她被安排煮饭。
She was assigned to cook.
煮饭之前要先算看人来多少
And so she did a head count.
算完之后她很高兴。
She was really happy after she counted.
为什么？
Why?
今天信徒来了好多。
Because there were lots of members.
那煮饭人越多，你要煮越多越辛苦。
But the more people there are, the more you have to cook.
那为什么看到人这么多，她很高兴
？So why was she so happy to see so many people？
这个就是有基督的爱。
It's because she has God's love。
哦，所以我们来到教会，看到弟兄姐妹，会觉得很高兴吗
？Are we happy to see our brothers and sisters at church？
啊、哦，如果我们看圣经里面那个浪子回头
，If we read about the prodigal son in the Bible，
他已经离开父亲很久了。
He left his father。
哦，但是他回来的时候。
But when he returned,
他的父亲好高兴哦。
His father was overjoyed.
我、哦、这个孩子是失而又得。
My son who was lost has now returned.
那个天父就是神。
And he is like our heavenly father.、
哦、所以今天如果我们有神的爱
，So today if we have God's love,、
哦、我们看到弟兄姐妹很久没有来教会，忽然来教会，哇，真的很高兴。
We're really happy to see members we haven't seen in a long time.
哦，那个高兴就证明我们有神的爱。
Because that joy is evidence of God's love.、哦
但是如果我们来教会看到弟兄姊妹，好像在 shopping mall 里面看到都没有感觉。
But if we see brothers and sisters and react as if we were seeing strangers at a mall, then they have no feeling.、
哦、这个就是证明我们里面缺乏神的爱。
Then that is evidence that we are short on God's love.
哦，那神的爱是怎么进来的
？So how does God's love enter us?
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心。
The Holy Spirit.Pours God's love on.
所以你看《使徒行传》怎么有可能卖全财产呢
？How were people able to sell all their possessions in the Book of Acts？
圣经说钱在哪里，心就在哪里。
The Bible tells us where our wealth, our possessions are, where our heart lies.
财产卖掉，买到拿到教会来，凡物共用。
They sold everything to share in the church.
这个就是神的爱充满。
That is God's love filling them.
哦，我们在家里面。当父母的不是凡物共用吗
？As parents, don't we share everything?
啊，你赚的钱就是孩子的，大家一起用啊。
We make money and our children use it.
因为有爱嘛。
It's because we love them.
哦、啊，所以如果我们被神的爱充满
，So if we are filled with God's love,
我们对待别人就好像对待自己一样。
Then we will treat others as we treat ourselves.
哦、啊，那这个教会啊，就非常的温暖。
And this church will be very warm.
哦、啊，所以我们要成为一个家。哦、就是要被神的爱所充满。
So to become a home, we need to be filled with God's love.
啊、哦，像使徒时代一样。
Like in the Book of Acts.
那现在虽然我们没有凡物共用。
So today, even though we don't share all of our possessions.
但是我们看到教会弟兄姊妹这种行善的心呢、啊，也真的让人很感动。
We are still touched by people's willingness to do good.、
哦、最近有一个教会啊，会堂盖完。
Recently, there was a church that just finished construction.
算一算钱，大概用了差不多300万。
They used about 3 million.
那人有多少呢
？How many members were there？
啊、哦，人是不多。
There weren't that many members.
那钱从哪里来
？Where did the money come from？
哦，钱就是弟兄姊妹的奉献呢、啊。
People offered.
怎么弟兄姊妹愿意奉献呢
？Why were the brothers and sisters willing to offer？
这个就是神的爱嘛。
It is God's love.
我们教会奉献也没有公布，谁也不知道谁奉献多少。
We don't announce who offers, so no one knows.
哦，那这也不是勉强的。
And it isn't forced.
钱在哪里，心在哪里。
But where your heart money is where your heart lies.、哦、
那神的爱啊、哦，我们要这个教会成为神的家哈、哦、啊，神的爱充满。第一个就是我们见到会很喜乐。
So when if we want our church to be our home, then We should be overjoyed to see each other.
哦，所以我们在有时候在看那个机场的照片哦，因为哦那个疫情关太久，有的分离两地，家人没有办法相见。那现在开放了，哇，在机场啊拥抱，非常的感动。
We've all seen images from the airport of people, families who have been separated because of the pandemic.It is very touching to see the images of the reunification of families.
我们从7月1号开始回来聚会。
So our church reopened on July 1st.
6月开始我们就回到这个地方来看这个网络的直播。
Now we began with in-person online service in June.
那好多人就很高兴，哇，我要到教会去。
Many people were overjoyed to be coming back to church.
如果家人都很希望能够聚在一起
，If a family longs to be together,
那教会是神的家，我们更渴望啊，每个安息日我们到教会来相聚。
And and the church is the house of God, then we should all long to come back, come to church.
没有一个家庭很满足于，哎，我们现在 FaceTime 很方便，不需要去了，网络这个疫情很严重，我们就 FaceTime 就好了。没有一个家庭是满足于那个。
No family is satisfied with just FaceTiming each other out of convenience.
对 ，FaceTime 不错。
FaceTime is good.
但是它没有办法取代人跟人之间真的聚集在一起的互动。
It is not a replacement for actual gatherings.
所以教会是神的家啊，在一起带给我们很大的喜乐。
So if the church is the house of God and it brings great joy.
我们看加拉太书。
Then let's look in Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
第三章的二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
你们受Verse 27.
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
28节.
In verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这个二十七节跟二十八节讲神的爱有一个特色。
So verse 27 and verse 28 speaks of a special characteristic of Christ.
就是接纳。
That they he receives
不分犹太人、希腊人就是不分种族。
Neither Jew nor Greek, there's no difference based on race.
不分是做老板的或者做雇员的。
It doesn't matter if someone's an employee or an employer.
或者不分男跟女。
And neither male nor female.
主耶稣都接纳我。
God receives us all.
这个叫神的爱。
That is God's love.
神没有设立一个条件。
God does not establish conditions.
什么样的人我就接纳，什么我就不接纳。
I will only accept